appreciate the Lord's goodness to us today. And trust this little thought this morning would be a challenge to us. I'd like to look at Genesis, the 50th chapter, to start off. Genesis, the 50th chapter. We'll start at verse 15. It said, "And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, 'Joseph will peradventure hate us, and will certainly requite us all the evil which we did unto him.' And they sent a messenger unto Joseph, saying, 'Thy father did command before he died, saying, So shall ye say unto Joseph, Forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brethren and their sin, for they did unto thee evil. And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of thy father.' And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, 'Behold, we be thy servants.'" I'd like to stop there just for a minute. I'm thinking about trespasses today, the word trespass, and that's found in verse 17. And here, Joseph's father told his brothers, "I want you to go to Joseph and I want you to ask for forgiveness for the things that you did." And we recognize that they trespassed grievously against Joseph. And Joseph wept. We could tell it was very deep with Joseph. Being separated from his family, the hurt that he felt. The trespass was great. But the word trespass, looking it up, Webster's, it has the prefix tres, which means a cross, and then passer, which means to pass. So it's passing across something that's unlawful, that you shouldn't be doing. That's a trespass.
But I want to put a little figure up here on the board.
That is? That's you and me. Didn't know we looked like that, huh? This is if we're married. I drew three to take in the family unit. This is the husband. I didn't mean to draw the husband bigger than the wife. Now, we know what property lines are. We know boundaries, fences, walls. Lord, help me here this morning. I don't know how to bring this out, but When we get married, we still have two individuals that has, the husband still has some property line. The wife still has some property line. She has, what do they call those? The markers? Those pins? They put on the ground, they establish the coordinates of where the property line is. The child, you know, they're born from us. But they also have lines, property lines, that it's very vital for us to observe and to recognize that they're there. Now, Joseph, he wasn't a husband at the time, but there was 11 of his brothers, and they made a breach upon Joseph. He cried out in anguish, and their brothers saw that. And that should have been a sign that you're crossing a line, a boundary that you shouldn't be crossing. But they did it anyway. They did their own thing. And they made a breach on Joseph. They sinned against him. They trespassed. They crossed his person, his territory. I want us to make a little list of what can we put in here. This is our person, our physical being. That's our personal being. That's us, our body. What about our feelings? And our perceptions? What else could we put in there? This is not probably all inclusive. Personal belongings or so this list goes in this list. Oh, one more I wanted to put up on here was our reputation. All of these belong in here, and they belong in here. I just wrote up one to make it simple on the husbands. But they belong in each one. And, you know, it's so easy for us to trespass. I think about the scripture says, in many things we offend all. Sometimes we trespass and we don't even know it. We don't really realize. Sometimes that occurs between cultures, when cultures are so different and they do things different, and we just we don't recognize it, and we're just do kind of things the way we're used to doing it, and we ride across, you know, their culture, the way they see, their perceptions. It's so easy for us to trespass. And I believe it said the same, that if the one that doesn't offend is a perfect man, able to bridle the tongue also. But the Lord observes these lines. He observes these things, and it's very important for us. Now, the word trespass means to err or sin, to make an unwarranted or uninvited incursion, to enter unlawfully upon the land of others, violate. Now, we recognize, you drive out through the country and you see somebody's farm, and sometimes the fences are real nice and there's about five strands and they're tight and they're good. You know there's a fence. A fence helps us to recognize that belongs to them. I'm on this side of the fence, that's not mine. That's what fence is. It helps us to recognize that's theirs, this is mine, and I don't go in there without permission, or I trespass. But then you see fences that haven't been maintained. They're so old, and people's climbed on them and over them, and they're down. And then sometimes there's not a fence at all. It's been so long, and it didn't take any effort. You know, if there's a good fence there, to get over it, it takes some effort. But when the fence is not there, you just walk in and you hardly know where you're at. Because maybe the barbed wire is not even there, or it's underground. But the Lord wants us to have fences are important for us, and walls are important. And He wants us. But a person, I can put it this way, a person that has been trespassed against a lot in their youth, in their life, they grow up with a sense of, I'm not valuable, or I'm not important. And there's no fences there. And just whatever comes, whatever the enemy brings, whatever temptation, whatever happens, happens. There's no control. There's no barrier there. This families is the greatest potential for trespasses to happen. You know, when you just see somebody once or twice a week, you can still trespass, but it's not like being with someone every day and working with them and being around them. The potential, the percentage of trespass is so great because the opportunities are plentiful. But it's very important for us to recognize the fence. I want to notice verse 19 here in Genesis 50, let's start at 18. It said, "And his brethren also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we be thy servants. They humbled themselves before Joseph." They knew they were in the wrong. "And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." And we know Joseph forgave them because of his attitude and his spirit. He wasn't revenging. He wasn't trying to get back and thinking, boy, once father's gone, we're going to clean house around here. He didn't have that attitude. In verse 21, he told them, don't fear. See, they were afraid because they were thinking, well, when dad's gone, there's no telling what's going to happen. You know, he's probably, out of respect to dad, he's holding back. But once dad dies, you know, it may be different around here. But Joseph had forgiven them. He said, "Now therefore fear ye not, I will nourish you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spake kindly unto them. He didn't hold any malice. He didn't hold any grudges against them. But I want us to notice this point here in verse 19, it says, "For am I in the place of God?" Now, the Septuagint says, it reads a little different. It says, "For I am God's." Joseph told him, "Fear not." He said, "For I am God's." The King James says, and I, both of them work for me, but I want to recognize that how Joseph was able and God is able to turn the trespasses that have happened to us in life when someone trespasses against us. He said, "I am God's." And I believe Joseph, what he's saying here is, I've been able to commit my life into God's hands. I've been able to commit my circumstances into God's hands. He just said, "Fear not, I'm God's." I've been able to commit myself into His hands. But in another place, if you want to read it, "For am I in the place of God?" In other words, He wasn't going to judge or cast judgment upon them. When we were in Wyoming, we read a sign that said, "My husband and I have two different religions. He believes he is God, and I don't." Now, that's coming from somebody that's probably been trespassed against and transgressed against. "He believes he's God, and I don't." Lord, help us today to recognize that. And I believe the Scripture teaches us to honor. And we have that with our children. It says, "Fathers, provoke not your children to wrath." We're bigger. We're stronger. We know more. We can, you know, we can just ride over their fence. Because of our size and ability and what we do, we can just ride over our children's fence. But it will hurt us if we do. It will come back on us when we do ride over. And we fail to recognize their feelings, their person, and give them proper honor. And that's what, you know, the Scriptures teach so strongly, is it talks about honoring all men. You know, we can honor people that don't honor themselves. We can still honor them because they're part of the human family. The Scripture says to honor all men. Talks about husbands honoring their wives and the wife honoring the husband. Children honoring the parents. It's all about observing the fence lines, the property lines. Now I want to get another Scripture in Proverbs, the 25th chapter. Wait a minute, just before we go there, Exodus 22. The whole chapter, most of the chapter in Exodus, if it says, "If a man shall steal an ox," verse 1, "or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep." Now this is God's law. He's telling them that if you steal something, and he mentions later on in the chapter, he talks about double. Verse 4. It said, "If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double." In other words, God is requiring payment back, and that's what we call restitution. And I think some of us have learned the hard way. I don't know about you, but I had some restitutions to make when I got saved. I remember as a young boy, I was with some older boys in a store right over off on 4th Street. And I don't know why, but back then they would keep their sacks in the back. And so we would go put some stuff on the counter, and then they would go back to the back, get a stack. Well, we had fill our pockets full while they were gone getting the sack. And when they came back, we just bought the few things that we had on the counter, but we had a lot more. And then we went over to the fairgrounds and had a picnic. When I got saved, I went and made restitution. I had to go back, and that's hard to do, and say, I'm sorry. And I gave them back, I think, a lot more money than what I took. I was probably 7 or 8 years old, didn't know what I was doing. But I made restitution. Restitution is putting the line back in place. That's telling the person, when we acknowledged I've done wrong, it's telling them, hey, this line is yours. And I'm not going to cross it no more. I'm going to observe your property. I'm going to respect your person. It can be with reputation. Here in Exodus, the 22nd chapter, he also mentions verse 28. He said, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. That's regarding reputation. So we can violate someone's reputation, someone's name. That's a trespass. I believe there is a time to recognize, like Paul did, he said, beware of Alexander the coppersmith, he did me much evil. Be thou aware also. There is a place to warn people, but it's not just, there has to be a need. There has to be a purpose and a need. It's not just because we enjoy spreading news. There needs to be a purpose. There needs to be something there. An acknowledgement, I believe that's right. But we got to be careful about just saying bad things about people. Because we violate, we cross their boundaries. When we come back and say, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't have the right attitude when I spoke to you. I didn't have the right spirit, the right thoughts. I apologize. That is putting back the fence, building the fence where it needs to be. If we don't do that, you know what happens? That fence gets pushed down and it gets easier. It gets easier to cross. It just gets easier to violate and trespass when we don't mend the fence and hold it in place and build it. So that's what a restitution is. It's an acknowledgement. And God, He said here in one place, He said, if you allow your beast, you put your beast in your neighbor's field without permission. You let him eat his field, he says here, of the best of his own field and of the best of his own vineyard shall he make restitution. Then you've got to let him put his cow in the best part of your field to pay back what you took from him. Verse 6, he talks about if fire breaks out and catching thorns so that stacks of corn or standing corn or the field be consumed therewith, he that kindled the fire shall surely make restitution. In other words, if they did something that caused an accident, that caused someone else injury, then the Lord wants us to make restitution. And that's rebuilding the fences. And that's holding the fence. A place of respect and honor that God wants us to have in our lives. I want to talk now Proverbs 25 and 28. Proverbs 25 and 28, it says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. Now, a city that's broken down, and we know Jerusalem different times was broken down, the walls were torn down. But I think of the word about dysfunction for broken down. He that hath no rule or control over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down, dysfunctional, it's not working right, and without walls. And walls to me represent a place of protection, a place of a strength, a place of honor. And you can see this in people's lives. People that we can put, and one thing I want to mention is that he that hath no rule over his own spirit, we need to ask, who's ruling me? Who's over me? Is it my fear? Am I ruled by my fears? If I'm ruled by my fears, then there's going to be some dysfunction. There's going to be things that don't work right. If I'm ruled by anger, if anger has control in the rule of my life, then there's going to be dysfunction. And it's going to lack, and it says, without walls. And I think about how God, He wants there. The closer, the better relationships that we can have, the closer that we can get to one another is when these lines are really established and we can see them. When they're not there and we don't recognize them, then we trespass. And we don't honor trespassers. Deep down, we don't honor trespassers. We don't really respect them. But we do honor. And so honor is a real relationship builder. When we honor one another and we honor people and we respect, the honor means I'm respecting their boundaries, their lines that God has given to them. And I want to encourage us today that we need to, a person that has, you know, been trespassed against a lot in their life, they have trouble, they have difficulty seeing the lines. They have difficulty recognizing where the boundaries are. Because they haven't had any boundaries. They've been trespassed against so much that it's hard for them to recognize where the line should be in their life. Where respect and honor is. But the Lord wants us to build walls. And that's strengthening relationships. And I want to just share just a few thoughts quick to help us to know how to build. One was the restitution, making things right when things aren't right. Another thing I want to mention is honoring ourselves. And being able to love ourselves for who we are. And you may think, that sounds crazy. You know, there are people in the world today that don't like themselves. They don't like who they are. They don't like where they came from. They don't like their families. And it's because of trespasses many times. There's hatred, there's anger, there's fear. But we must come to the place where we recognize that I am an important person. That my feelings are important. You know, a person that's been violated all the time, they don't feel like they really matter. They don't feel like their thoughts really matter or their feelings really matter. It's just like there's no fence. We just do whatever you want to do. But they're like that all the time. They're like that all the time. Because they feel like their thoughts and their feelings don't matter. They do matter to us today. And sometimes we say it doesn't matter, but if we're not careful, we can be dishonest with ourselves. We got to recognize what's working in our hearts. Have you ever, I've said that before, oh, that didn't matter. And realized later it did matter. They crossed the line. Now, I want to get another scripture here. The scripture talks about loving our neighbor as ourself. I don't want to think that my thoughts are more important than yours, But I want them to be up there with yours. I want my person, I want to realize that I am important to God, that my life matters to Him. To build our wall, we need to recognize that my life counts. It's important. It matters. Luke 17 and 3. That's not what I was wanting. I guess I wrote down the wrong scripture. Let me see here. Oh, wait a minute. I was in the wrong book. There's two of them here. Matthew, Luke 17 and 3. He says, "Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespassed against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him." Now, he starts off being, take heed to yourself. When there's a trespass, that ought to send warning flashlights to our warning signals, because that's a time of temptation to us. That's a time when we've been trespassed against, that's a time to let people have a piece of your mind or whatever. Do things in despite. It's a warning signal to us, and that's what he's saying. Take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespassed against thee, rebuke him. Now this rebuke doesn't have to be anything carnal. It's not. God doesn't want it to be carnal. But a rebuke is, it's an admonition. It's a reminder that you crossed my line. You crossed an area that God has given to me. You know, we have those hot wire fences now. And I've seen my horse one time. He put his wet nose on that thing, and boy, he couldn't get out of there quick enough. That's what a rebuke is. A rebuke is, in Webster, it's a message. Back off. Back off. You're pushing me. You're getting over my line. But it says rebuke him. Now, Jesus knew his boundaries. And he was in control of his spirit. But you know, he confronted error and he confronted wrong. I think sometimes I feel like I have put emphasis on the lamb part of Christ instead of the lion. But he was also a lion. He was able to confront when the Pharisees came against him. He let them know where the line was. He let them know where the fence was. And you know, if we don't communicate that, one way or another, maybe it might be with a frown, a look of disapproval. Maybe it be in words, but if they don't know that they crossed your fence, they're going to do it again. And again. And again. And Lord, help us today. He said here, rebuke him. And that's not carnal, but that's what the Lord's telling. And it says, if he repent, forgive him. Matthew 20:18 says basically kind of the same thing, but he mentions Matthew 18 and 15. He says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone." Do you notice the respect and the honor given in the scripture here? I can see it so easy. If a brother trespasses against thee, or your wife, or your child, or the person that you're working with, if they trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. In other words, you don't go spread it all the world, because now if you go spread it far and wide, you're trespassing his property. They said, go to him in private and tell him we've got a situation, we've got a problem. And then it says, if he doesn't hear you, doesn't receive it, it says, then take it to the two or three, and then later to the church. So there is a remedy for helping trespasses. And Lord, help us to recognize that sometimes it's so easy for us to trespass. We can do it sometimes without our even really recognizing that we're doing it. I know one thing that I've had a hard time with. I'll just mention it to you. Sometimes my wife would call me and say, supper's ready. And I had things that I was doing, and which is okay. But I've tried to stop. I was quick this morning, wasn't I? I've tried to stop and recognize, okay, she spent a lot of effort and time in making me a meal. And I want to honor her by not letting the meal go cold. But I want to honor her and show respect. So I'm going to go. And I can come back to my stuff after supper. Just little things like that. We don't sometimes comprehend. We're trespassing. We're not showing the proper reverence and honor and respect that God wants us to show. You know, it's a learning process, isn't it? I know all of us can look back in our lives when we first married and we recognized, wow, I didn't realize what I was doing. But that's where rebuke comes. And the word rebuke, that's where we say and communicate one another, hey, that hurt. You stepped over my... You trespassed against me. I mentioned earlier words, our tone of voice. Those things can be trespasses. The way we handle things. You know, I may not have stole anything, but I can steal their reputation. I can steal their honor and their respect. This morning, God wants us to build those walls. He wants us to build those lines. And when I thought about the life of Christ, you know, I didn't have it on here, but there's a gate in this property line that a person can open up or they can keep it closed. But we need to get permission to enter in. And you know, the Lord's that way with us. The Lord just don't barge into our lives and make us live for Him and serve Him. He respects the door. We've got a picture back there of Jesus knocking on the door. He knocks softly. He respects the door. He respects your decision and your purpose in life. He won't. And that's why we want to be also. We want to be able to show honor, love, and respect. But a person that has been trespassed a lot against, it's very difficult for them to be able to say no. I can't do this right now. Or I can't do this. It's very hard for some people to be able to say no. And we got to depend on vibes to help us. Our inner feeling and those little inner signs that we see and we recognize to help us that, you know, they may have said yes, but they may have not really felt that in their heart. Because they don't know how to say no. So Lord, help us today to recognize these boundaries in our lives that God has given to us. And when we observe them, God blesses and our relationships get better and better and better. But if we trespass, they get worse and worse and worse. Appreciate your attention this morning.